There had been warning signs for years before GM finally closed its Janesville plant, but the prospect of a huge empty car plant was not on most people's radar. In late 2003, when George W. Bush stopped in Janesville to stump for his reelection, the theme he sounded then might almost seem clairvoyant now. He was touting the role of technical colleges as engines for the economy. But that was then. 5 years later, soon-to-be President Barack Obama gave a speech in the soon-to-be-closed General Motors plant. He didn't mention community colleges and instead held out what turned out to be a vain hope to the workers on the factory floor.
I know how hard your governor has been fighting to keep jobs in this plant. But I also know how much progress you've made, how many hybrids and fuel-efficient vehicles you're churning out, and I believe that if our government is there to support you and give you the assistance you need to retool and make this transition, that this plant will be here for another 100 years.
But the plant did close, leaving thousands of people without work, people like 50-year-old Brian Heiss, who is now enrolled in a culinary arts class at Black Hawk Technical College.
I worked at Lear. We made all the seats for GM, and I worked there for 17 and a half years. I live in Rock County. My family's lived here forever and ever, and I believe we're in trouble, and I'm working very, very close with the men's shelter in Janesville, and somebody's got to feed these people. And so I thought, well, I'll take culinary and maybe I can feed some people in the future.
With an unemployment rate of 11%, Janesville ranks number 5 in the state. The largest city in Rock County, Beloit, ranks number 1 with 16%. That's where 37-year-old Matt Kopp lives. He worked for 13 years at the Alcoa Wheel Products plant, making parts for GM cars and trucks rolling off the line in Janesville.
Another country kind of took away our jobs in America.
Kopp is in the Electromechanical Automated Systems program and is taking welding over the summer to increase his chances of getting a job, something he tried to do before enrolling.
I actually applied at a few jobs and thought that I was going to get them. I was well qualified or overqualified for them, but when you're going against 2,000 or more other people that are just as qualified, I got put in my place, and it come to be that TAA would sponsor me through school.
TAA is the Trade Adjustment Act that provides retraining funds to workers who've been laid off after companies shift their plants overseas or across the Mexican border. Those funds are helping many former factory workers in Rock County pay their tuition at Blackhawk. But Morna Foy says despite federal grants and subsidized tuition, technical colleges still need more money to serve all the people affected by the current recession. Foy is Vice President of Governmental Relations for the State Technical College System.
They are being asked to serve an enormous amount of people and make a huge amount of difference with insufficient funds.
Foy says of the 13,000 Blackhawk graduates who answered a survey last year, 86% of them now have jobs, but because the job market is changing so fast, many have not found work in their chosen field, and 15% of them are still looking. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.